Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's right, we don't ask for directions. I got a GPS. I don't need to ask for directions. Even before I had a GPS, I didn't ask for directions. Sports Radio 929 The Game, timeout with Eric Slaughter. Welcome back. Final hour, 1 hour to go here on this Sunday afternoon. Up next, from the Diamond, Grant McCauley. He'll break down all things Braves and the top storylines from Major League Baseball. He'll be up from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. I got my man Josh Hagedorn here with me, his final hour on the board. Josh, you been having a good day? Fantastic day. Yeah, did you have to work? So you didn't work last night, right? You know, Josh, anybody knows Josh is a big-time night manager for the Kroger.
I don't know about big time.
Big time. You big time, man. You
no, thankfully, honestly, I was off last night. Typically, I do work.
Yeah.
But the other, because there's only two of us in the department. Gotcha. The other guy who's in the department with me, he's going on vacation.
Okay.
So I switched my days off around. I switched them around. So because I'm going to be working essentially all week next week.
Gotcha.
By myself. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, ooh, I'm not fun. I'm not excited, yeah, about it. It's not. I'm going to be behind all week long, mm-hmm, but it's all good.
The life of a, you know, if anybody out there, and I have people that ask me all the time, I celebrated my 5-year anniversary here at Sports Radio 929 The Game a few weeks ago. That means, Josh, that means you will be celebrating 4 years coming up here soon.
Yep.
Because you started
in November. Yep.
You started just about a year after I did. Okay. So, where has 5 and 4 years gone, my friend? You know, I trained you on your first night. You know what I'm saying?
I remember, yeah, very vividly.
I mean, it's crazy how quickly.
You looked me in my face and you said, don't screw this up. And then you left the room and you were gone for hours. I don't know where you went.
You have it. Good job. I didn't do that. Well, what you talking about? But anyway, the time flies. And, you know, and I love being here, part of the Odyssey family. Shouts out to everybody here at the studio. Happy you know, Father's Day to all of our fathers here at Sports Radio 929 The Game, all of our people on the on-air staff, the producer staff, the sales staff, the administration staff, the production staff. And, you know, I've become a very popular man on a lot of platforms. People ask me about, you know, what's it like being at Odyssey? What's it like being on air at 929 The Game? Sometimes I'm a part-time on air. I'm a part-time producer. I work with, you know, Friday Night Scoreboard Show. I do things at our sister stations. I do all kinds of things here in the Odyssey family. And it's kind of the life of being in this business until you get to one of those places where you get a full-time on-air position or a full-time, you know, big sales position or whatever it is that you aspire to do. In this business, you kind of learn all the aspects and you fill in where you can, and you got to be hungry. You have to be hungry. You got to be the person out there saying, hey, I'll do this, I'll do that, and show everybody that you are talented and you're a hard worker, and then you get to where you want to go, hopefully. But for all of us that are part-timers here, like myself and Josh, we either have a full-time job somewhere else, or me, I'm the man of 1,000 side hustles. That's what I do. I MC, Of course, I'm a sports official that most people know me by. I'm a maitre d'. I'm an event planner. I got 1,000 side hustles. Put them all together, I get my bills paid. You know, and that's how it goes here in the life of a sports radio host and all of those good things. Sports Radio 929 The Game, Time Out with Eric Slaughter. But I tell you what.
Real quick, let me circle back to you started off the segment. That's how to be how we're talking about. You know, we don't ask for directions, yada, yada, based on the problem. And it just popped into my head. I don't know why. But, and yeah, I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't need to ask for directions. Like, I'll figure it out. We'll find a way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that also, you know, can you kind of lump that in with, like, if you're at the store, like, asking where something is?
Oh,
or do you're like,
man,
I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to ask somebody where something is in the store. I'm going to go find it myself.
In the grocery store, I will find it because you guys have directories. But if I am in a department store or something that I am not very familiar with, I will ask, hey, where's the shoes? Where's the men's department? Where's the cologne? Where's the luggage? Because it's a store that maybe I've never been in before and I'm not familiar with the layout. But when I'm usually in a grocery store and there's something that I know I should be able to find, especially if I've bought it before, I've seen it here before, no. I'm going to go out of aisle until I find it. I sure am.
Yeah.
I'm stubborn like that.
Like, I'm going to find it. And then if I'm with my wife and then she goes off, I'm like, no, don't ask. Don't. damn it. I told you not to ask.
It just kind of makes your manhood go right, you know, small.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah, I'm like, wow, now they're looking at me like I can't handle my own business. Yeah, I can't find where the stuff is in the store.
Yeah, but no, if I'm at a department store, you know, and I like to go shopping from time to time, get me a new sweater, get me a new whatever, I'll say, hey, where's this department, where's the dressing room, something like that. So, you know,
all right, that maybe just
not,
popped in my head.
Maybe not even Walmart. Walmart's huge, but I usually will even go around Walmart until I find something. So, no, not going to ask. I know it all. I'm a man. I'm stupid. Yes, that's how we are. Sports Radio 929 The Game. So, Josh, I hope you notice I got up out my chair, okay? I got up out my chair, Josh, because I can't do it no more, okay? I can't. If I'm not watching it, guess what? I'm not going to talk about it. Okay, I saw the score get to 10-1. I don't know what's going on right now. No longer do I care. No more Braves on in the studio for me. I'm now watching the College World Series and watching a Tiger Woods tape of the 2008 U.S. Open because the U.S. Open golf tournament, wherever they are, is in a rain delay. So, fine. Braves, you're done. Off the memory, off the books. Don't know what you're doing. Don't care what you're doing. Mets come to town tomorrow. So much for that. Now, I am a little upset about something, though. Because I was shocked when I saw this. I was rather upset. I was like, wow. I get off in the early evening. It's Sunday. I know there's going to be NBA Finals game on tonight. It's Father's Day. I can remember several Father's Days in years past where the NBA Finals was won on Father's Day. I can vividly remember a Tim Duncan winning an NBA championship, and I know that's been a minute ago, but on Father's Day Sunday. So when I looked at the sports calendar and I realized that there was no NBA Finals game tonight, I was a tad bit upset. I mean, I'm like, the NBA don't work on the weekends no more? What is going on here? Why? And don't give me that travel part as an excuse.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why on a weekend night, on a Sunday night, do we not have an NBA Finals game to watch tonight? They played on Friday, right? They played on Friday. So why are they not playing tonight? So if you want an NBA Finals game, I hope you don't have Monday night plans, because your next game, Game 5, will be Monday night at 8:30 on ABC or whoever covers the NBA Finals. I watch it on the app. So 2-2 is the current NBA Finals series standings. I really think, and I hope my guy, you know, I had one of the best conversations. Let me see if he texts me back. I had my best sports conversation this week with a rideshare driver. Josh, did you make it to the meeting we had here on Monday? You didn't make it. I'm sorry.
No, I was at work.
Okay, he was at work. All right, so we had a big meeting here at the station on Monday. We got a lot coming up over the next few weeks. We got SEC Media Days. We got Major League Baseball All-Star Game, Falcons training camp. So we had a station meeting to start working on the plans for how we're going to cover all these wonderful events that are going to be happening in Atlanta. And while we were having our meeting, Mike Conte, who is the brand manager here at Sports Radio 929 Game, he's a great boss for us. Happy belated day, Mike. Happy belated birthday to Mike. His birthday was this past Friday. He said that recently he got into an Uber or a Lyft or his ride share, and he got into the car, and the Uber driver or Lyft driver, whatever it was listening to Sports Radio 929 The Game. How cool is that? Well, I got into, and it was an Uber, this past week. I took a trip out of town to see my mom. My mom's going through some medical procedures right now, and she wants her son there to go through some of it. So I jumped on a plane, went and saw my mom, came back. I get into the rideshare vehicle. I'm making small talk with the driver. The driver's making small talk with me. And he brought up, he said, "Hey, man, what do you think about these NBA Finals?" And I said, and this was before game. So I went on Wednesday. So that was Wednesday morning. I flew to Baltimore. So that was going to be Game 3. And I said to the Uber driver, I said, and he's a really nice guy. I think his name was William. He's from New York. He gave me his number. I said, "Hey, man, I'm going to text you. You know, we're going to talk about this." And I texted him early. I was going to try to tell him to tune into the show. But I said, "Hey, man, I think Indiana's going to take it. I think Indiana can win both games at home and go up 3-1 in this series." And they came out, and he told me I was crazy. He said, "No way. OKC is too tough. They don't have the size to match Chet Holmgren. SGA is a killer, and OKC is going to take this series." And I said, "Well, we can disagree, and, you know, if you want to call my show on Sunday, we can talk about it." And then we got into his Knicks, which I'll talk about in a second. But Wednesday night, Indiana took care of business at home, went up 2-1, and then Friday, which I did not have a chance to watch the game, they gave home court advantage back to OKC. They gave their momentum away by losing that second game at home to OKC, the Thunder. And now, I believe, Josh, I have to change my tune. I have to agree with a lot of people at this station, with my Uber driver from Wednesday, that now that OKC has tied this series and are going back home, this is a best of three, and they will have two games in Oklahoma City. I believe now that the Oklahoma City Thunder will win this series.
I always picked Oklahoma City to win the series. I thought it was going to go five games. I thought OKC was going to handle Indiana rather easily. Turns out I was completely wrong. Indiana has really kind of stepped it up. Bench played really has played really well. I don't understand what this – I'm not worried about Chet Holmgren. The dude weighs 185 pounds.
Dripping wet.
It's ridiculous.
He wears
185. Yep. So, you know, but on the flip side of that, I mean, they have Hartenstein. He can get in there and be that physical force. But, no, I do agree that I think now it's pretty much in Oklahoma City's hands. You're going back home. Now is the time for you to capitalize. Now is the time for you to really show why you were the best team in the league all season and essentially stop toying with Indiana.
Okay, and the bottom line is this, and you can look up the history. I wanted to look up the stats on this. Maybe Josh can do it during the break. I do know for a fact that the percentages are very heavy for the team that wins game five, especially when a series is tied 2-2. That team that wins game five goes on to win the series probably 80 to 90% of the time. It's down to a best of three. Oklahoma City will have two of those three games, if needed, in their home arena. But this series pretty much comes down to who wins game five tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. Not tonight. I'm still upset about that. I don't understand why the NBA Finals took all weekend off. Yeah, technically Friday was a part of the weekend, but no, the weekend is Saturday and Sunday. Why, on a Father's Day weekend, are fathers and sons around this country, around the world, because the NBA is a global sport, not being able to sit down on Sunday night and watch game five of the NBA Finals?
So I got it real quick before we go to break.
Appreciate
this in here.
What you got?
So when NBA Finals are sit, when the series is tied 2-2, the team that wins game five has basically an 83% chance
of winning the series.
Of winning the series. The record is 164-34.
So that means a lot of series have been tied at 2-2. A lot of series have been tied at 2-2. It's coming down to game five. Indiana, you want to bring this thing home? You got to go back to your arena up 3-2. Because if you have to go to game seven, what's the best two words in sports? Game seven. If you got to go back to game seven in Oklahoma City, who's going to give you any chance of winning that game? I mean, that's going to be the most bet upon game ever if they get to it. We'll see what happens. Indiana, you want to do it? Win game five. But we'll wait and see tomorrow night. So they'll be talking about it Tuesday here on Sports Radio 910 That Game, because they can't talk about it tomorrow because there's no game tonight. Find something else to do. Find Netflix. What's the Sunday night baseball game of the week? Find something, because there will not be any basketball on tonight. And speaking of basketball, I got to ask you a question. Is a certain player in basketball still worth the headache? Is a certain player still worth, or should he be considered, a primetime player? We'll talk about that next here on Time Out with Eric Slaughter. Sports Radio 929 The Game, 404-726-0929, and all day, every day on the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.